Hello.
Derek, this is George once again. Flash, we got disconnected. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened. I lost you. My phone was still on, but you weren't hearing me.
Right, yeah, we probably got a bad connection there or something. But so give me a call back so we can proceed. So, Derek, we left off, and of course, going back to the email, we're going to try option B, which gives you another link. Which is on step number one that also says business.google.com/locations. I'm going to have you click on that and then let me know what you get.
And what it does, it brings me right back to that same first page, the one that's showing that I'm verified.
That's exactly where I need you to be, yes. So on that page, you should look for something that says either Google Business Profile or See Profile.
Yeah, See Your Profile.
Are you going to click on See Your Profile?
Okay.
And then once you do that, you're going to look for an option. It's going to be three dots aligned from top to bottom.
I'm not under the recommended actions. That's the one where I got three dots. Promote your business with an ad on Google. Get your first review, share your reviews.
You clicked on the three dots, and what you're reading right now is what you get, the options you get?
No, that's the only thing that's got the three dots. Under recommended actions.
But what do you get when you click on those three dots? What are your options in there?
Learn more or dismiss.
Okay, yeah, those are the wrong ones. So in that case, then look for an option that says manage profile.
Edit profile.
I should say manage. If you don't see manage, then click on edit. Let's see what we get in there.
No manage. It says edit profile, edit services.
So again, you click on edit profile. What do you got?
It just gives me all my information, the business name, category, description, social profiles, ads. That's just Facebook and stuff, isn't it?
Right. Keep on going. What other options do you got?
Business hours, special, add more. More from the business, crowd, place page attributes, service options, and that's it.
Okay, yeah, still not what we're looking for. Do you, by any chance, if you go back out of that, do you see anything that says maybe business profile settings?
Add a business. Just add a business profile.
So out of all the options you get, you don't see anything that says business profile settings or manage profile?
I ain't saying none of that.
All right, could you at least describe what you're looking at? Remember, I can't see what you're looking at.
What about edit business information?
No. Well, again, if you don't see any of those options, you don't find three dots aligned from top to bottom, right next to where it says profile strength.
Clicked on profile strength and it come up with complete your business profile.
Right, so you're not going to click on profile strength. That's where I want you to look at, where I want you to focus, but you're not going to click on it. So next to profile strength, you should see three dots aligned from top to bottom.
No, it just says 90%.
Yeah, I got profile strength. You had to improve your score, and it says 90%.
It should be right next to that. But could you send me a screenshot of what you're looking at right there, like right there where you're at, and send it to me? Show those phone numbers.
All right, I just sent it to you.
All right, one sec. I haven't received it yet. Maybe it's still sending on your end?
Send it to that 877-635-6225, is that right?
Okay, yeah, so click on see business profile.
See business profile, all right.
And then in there, do you see three dots aligned from top to bottom?
No.
Okay, all right, well, for some odd reason, you're not... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it brings me right back to the page I just sent you a screenshot of.
Right, all right, so it seems that you're not getting the option that you should be getting there, Derek, so I'm just going to report for us to delete the one that we created, the new one, and then once we do that, we're going to update your local / dashboard for when you do log in. It doesn't say verification required, but rather for you to give us access. So just go ahead and close everything off and give me just one moment while I report this over. All right, so now let's go back into the same email that we were looking at lastly, the one where you clicked on the link, where there was option A, option B. Derek?
All right, what do you want me to click on, A or B?
All right, so we're going to stick with A, and then you're going to go ahead and click on the one where it says client dashboard in blue letters. Click on that and let me know what you get.
Now I'm getting the page, your Google profile is not verified.
It's saying your Google profile is not verified?
Yeah.
It's still recognizing the new one. All right, one moment. All right, still working on it. One more. All right, so we sent you an email, Derek, just now. If you can go ahead and pull up your inbox. However, the email that's associated to your current, to that profile that we're trying to gain access to, we're giving a hint. Of course, we're not giving the whole email, but the hint is starts with D as in David, B as in boy. Do you have access to that email?
Yeah, I've got two email accounts. That's a pain in the butt. All
right. Right, so on your existing profile, the one that you already had before being a client with us is associated to an email. It's a Gmail email, and it starts with the letter D as in David, D as in boy. Do you have access to that? Can you please log into that one?
Yeah, I'm on it. The organization is requesting to be listed as manager. Yeah. So I just hit respond.
There should be an option for you to allow, authorize, approve.
It says respond. Do you want me to hit respond?
Only respond? Okay, go ahead and click on respond. Let me know what happens.
Someone requested to become a manager for, agency Local Splash. Add as manager.
Right, so you're going to click on Add as Manager.
Okay. Hit Submit.
Yeah.
All right, it says Management Request Approved.
All right, one moment. Great, so that worked successfully, Derek. Thank you so much. All right, so now we have access to the existing Google profile. So in this case, that video that we were talking about earlier will not be necessary anymore. So we have access to the existing one, which is already verified. So we now avoided that video, which is great. And we jumped that step. So we're now going to, of course, start managing your Google profile to help you out with anything that's Google related. Everything from now on is going to be done from our end. So we got Google taken care of and out of the way. And also, now that I have you on the phone, just to give you a quick update, so we do see that your Facebook ads are live and have been live since early this Tuesday of this week. Well, also, just as a reminder, if you at any point have any pictures that you want to share with us for us to update your Facebook profile, also for us to use on your Google profile, please feel free to send that either through email or the Local Splash app, whatever you think is easier for you. For us to, of course, use updated pictures of your work for us to show out to the public. No,
okay,
you don't necessarily.
So I just put photos to y'all's app, and then y'all will put them on the ads?
Exactly. You just send it to us. We do all the work from there. All you have to do is give us the pictures, and then we'll do everything from there. So, again, you can either do it through the app or send it via email, whatever you think is easier for you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, man.
All right, fantastic. And well, that's pretty much it for my end. Also, basically, that's we're going to start working with your Google profile. Again, if you have any pictures to share, please send that in as soon as possible. For my end, that's everything. Derek, do you have any questions that I can help you with?
I think that covers it, man.
All right. Thank you for taking the call. You have a good one.
You too.